Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I need to talk to you about something that happened to me. I've been kind of holding on to this because I didn't know what way to react to it, because at the time it happened, I was shocked. I was taken aback. I don't know what to think, Una. So
yeah.
I need to know what you think of this situation. So on a regular basis, week in, week out, I stand in dark rooms with flashing lights and loud music, pressing buttons. Some people might call it DJing.
Mm.
All right. And I'd be doing that, three, four times a week. I'd be like giving it socks. Boom, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Let me hear you say, yeah. And so you get people coming up and saying, hey, will you play us a song? Yeah. Let me guess, Maniac. All right, okay. And views are weak. This lady came up to me. Never met her before in my life. She's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, good. Thanks very much. How are you? And she goes, Grant, come here. Can I just say something to you? I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Your music is crap. I'm joking.
You would have to distract.
Sorry, go on.
Always a distraction.
Come on, she came up to you. What did she say?
She said to me, she goes, do you use conditioner in your hair? Sometimes. Why? She goes, no, it's just that the amount of bleach you put in your hair, it's going to dry out and go brittle and probably end up falling out. I was just like, who do you think you are? And I was just like,
what a mean-spirited wagon. Oh my God.
But also, I don't bleach or dye my hair. It's like, it's literally
it's gone that color now.
It's from working with you. You know?
What did you say to her?
I just said, this is my natural color. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. People just feel entitled. I think Irish people sometimes feel entitled, feel like they can say what they want to you.
I know. It's like, what the hell, missus? You know, I didn't come and judge her and whatever she looks like in her workplace, wherever she works and stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Imagine walking into somebody's work environment and going up to them and, you know, poking them in the belly, goes, skipping the gym, are we?
Sure. My neighbour, many years ago, not too long ago now, I hadn't seen her in a while, and she put her arm around me, patted my tummy, and said, you got fat.
Oh, there's two of us in it. Tubby and Baldy.
Oh. Did you just call me chubby?
No, Baldy. Oh, God, sorry.
So
that is so funny.
Yeah. Has anyone in your life insulted you, or have you insulted someone? And why is it that, you know, we feel that it's okay to say things? Like, my mother's a devil for it. She'll just say, you know, say what she sees.
Some mums are for.
Yeah.
You know, if she didn't say it, you know, you'd be a mess.
Yeah, well.
What?
What?
Well, what about absolute strangers, though, saying it to you as well? Like, that was a complete stranger. I didn't know the lady from...
I think she was concerned that you were bleaching your hair and you needed to use conditioner. So I think that she really meant it for your good, but her delivery was not nice.
Yeah.
The delivery of it. At least she didn't slap you in the head and call you baldy. Do you know what I mean?
Bit like what you do on the daily.
Yeah.
I was telling Nuna that the other day at one of my gigs, this lady came up to me. I don't know who she was. And she's like, hi, how's it going? Would you... do you use conditioner in your hair? She says to me. And I'm like, sometimes. Why? Maybe just, you know, a little bit on the tips, the ends and stuff, you know? It's like, yeah, maybe you should use a bit more, because the amount of bleach that you put into it, that it's probably going to go brittle and fall out.
Oh my God.
So I had to then tell her that I don't bleach or dye my hair, that this is au natural. And there's nothing I can do about it. It's just, that's it, you know? So I was saying about people just coming up to you, random strangers, and saying things to you.
Or like, just people you know, that you kind of know, like my neighbour said to me. I hadn't seen her in a while, and she put her arm around me. She kind of poked my belly and said, you got fat. Thank you very much.
It's definitely happened to me on more than one occasion.
Go on, Jack.
I particularly remember when I was in my mid-teens going to visit my dad's relatives down the country. I'm from Dublin. Going down the country to visit them, and one of them turns around to my dad and I was, "Isn't she a fine big girl?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so insulted." And the poor lady actually meant it as a compliment. So, yeah, be careful what you say. I was very upset by that comment. And, yeah, this is Jojo and Kevin.
Nice, Jojo and Kevin.
Jojo and Kevin, that a fine big girl. Do you know what else is a word that people use and they think that it's okay to use, but it's not?
Go on.
Oh, she a fine strong girl. She a fine strong girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer.
Huh? Beef to the heels? Oh, she's a handsome woman.
Ah, she fine and strong.
She's got sturdy chin on her.
Fine set of teeth.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.